Yo, 432 hertz is said to be the frequency of the universe. T minus 5, 4, 3, 2, 1. Engage.
Don't be honest, brother.
My text game is equally as strong as my audio game.
Don't be honest, brother.
You need to fire on all cylinders. You cannot have any weakness.
Don't be honest, brother.
My text game is equally as strong as my audio game. To fire on all cylinders, you cannot have any weakness.
Don't be honest, brother.
My text game is equally as strong as my audio game. You need to fire on all cylinders, you cannot have any weakness.
Yo, what up, what up, what's up with it, man? What's up with it, what's going on, what's happening, what is going on with ya? Allow me to introduce myself. I am Cyber, the host of Cyber Shots Podcast. And if this is your first time, welcome. Yo, check it out. At the beginning of the show, that was Dewan. That's right, from Dewan the Full Podcast. I'm going to get all the information straight, you know what I mean? But I want to thank him for calling in. And we're going to go do a quick recap of the last two podcasts that I did. I had some questions about doing interviews. And before that, we previously had Ann Capone and Dewan. These are podcasters who I listen to who are in my rotation. Let's go to the open mic. Caller, you're on the air.
What's up, Cybershots? First off, I thank you for pointing out the difference between trash and garbage. It's kind of cool. And also, you asked about interview styles. Or how do you prepare for an interview? For me, it's like I sort of prepare of what the vibe is going to be, setting the tone, and after that, I don't have notes or anything like that. I used to kind of have a questionnaire, but I found that it didn't really apply to the real live convo as well as I thought it would, but I still kind of use that somewhat. So yeah, I improvise mostly when I do the interview thing.
Okay. Give it up for Dewan. Now, his Instagram is WUANDURFUL. Wonderful. What you need to do is go over there and first of all, check out his meme kingdom. He's taking over the meme kingdom. I'm looking at one with some onions and shit, man. Y'all need to go check that out. But anyway, before I get back into the interview about what he said, Dewan is someone when I first started podcasting that I listened to a lot. And, you know, he taught me a lot of shit, to be straight up and honest with you. I tried to go Super Saiyan at the beginning of it. He was the first one that I actually heard go Super Saiyan on it. Now, for those of you out here on these podcast streets, okay, you on these podcast streets, yeah, the heat gets a little hot sometimes. And I think this was right about the time that Craig Mack had passed away or something like that, and he had this fire-ass mix, right? You know what I'm saying? Because his audio game is dope. The definition of podcasting to me is audio. Yeah, we all have short attention spans and we want the visual. But to me, per se, just me, I like to hear the audio. If you want to hear quality audio and dynamic content and professional sound audio from podcasting, you need to go check out Dewan. But make sure you go over there and check out his Instagram. You know what I mean? Check it out. And hold up, I lost it. Check it out on WUANDURFUL. Oh shit, I'm looking at another one of his memes and shit, man. Dewan, you are You on some other shit, man. This shit is crazy as hell. But anyway, though, like I was saying, the first time that I heard someone go Super Saiyan, you know how these podcast streets are, man. People be hating and shit. And, you know, this was in the early days, right? We wasn't even getting no money, man. There was no money involved like it is now. You know what I'm saying? There was no money. It was like, I am a podcaster. I'm the shit. You know, people just bringing smoke all over the place. You know what I mean? That was right before I think they gave away the last $1,000 on Anchor. Yeah, something like that. The last $1,000, a little bit after that. Yeah, one person, $1,000. All you motherfuckers out here getting it in. Nah, all right, then. That's cool, though. That's cool. I'm not hating. Get the paper, man. Get the paper. Build your brand. But anyway, okay. I appreciate that. That's a key point, the vibes and improvisation. Yeah. Cause I'm more like when I did try it, I tried it with you know, notes and stuff like that. But like you said, that's a key point right there. The vibes and improv. Yeah. So I'm most definitely gonna jot that down and put it in my notes. And once again, y'all make sure that you go over there and check out DeJuan, man. If you want to hear quality and what a podcast should sound like, you know what I mean? He's been in the game over a decade. Okay. So how many of y'all can say that? Not too many people. Not too many people. What the hell I'm talking about? But anyway, though, what I'm going to do today is jump into the toxic side, the dark side of sanitation. Yeah. I'm going to follow back up on that. Yo, check this out. There's so many levels to this shit, man. Like I was telling you guys in a previous episode, feel free to go check that out when I was on SOS. And I said that I'm not a teamster. I will never break the picket line. You know what I'm saying? The union line or whatever like that. That's we're working for the same company. Everybody's trying to feed their family. You know what I mean? So when I go on my assignment, it's just because they're behind. You know what I'm saying? They're behind and they need some extra people to catch up the contract. You know what I mean? They need to catch up the contract. Now, let's say I'm going to give you an example of contracts and per house. Now, if you under contract, let's say you got a 5-year contract, right? And you're on your third year and you're falling behind. Let's say people are getting fired. People are quitting or you couldn't handle the contract, right? So that's when they call people like me in to go over there and help them out. Now, let's say a route has 1,700 houses, right? And you only get 200 houses due to the lack of manpower, right? So the rest of the 1,500 houses is usually a $1,000 fine per day. That's just with one route. Imagine if you have 80 routes doing that every day. Yeah, that's the type of shit it is. And also, I want to give you a fun fact question. How many times can paper be recycled? 8. 8 times. Paper can be recycled 8 times. Now, to the trained eye, you can see it. The best way, if you don't really have a trained eye, if you have offsprings, and you have to get some construction paper, right? Have you ever noticed that sometimes the construction paper is a little bit thicker and you can see the lines like on top of the construction paper? If you see like 1, 2, 3 lines, that's how many times it's been recycled. If you ever got some construction paper, some are thin, some are thick. Yeah, check that out, man. Yeah. A little bit of sanitation scholarship going on there. But anyway, let me jump back into the dark side of sanitation. Now, like I said, when I first got started trying to get onto the SOS crew, it was during Hurricane, which one was that? Katrina? I think it was Katrina, if I'm not mistaken. It was one of them horrible hurricanes. And I had the opportunity to go to Louisiana, New Orleans, Waldy. And I was gung-ho. I was going to go. And I had to do my research, right? Like, I was going to be on the hazmat part of sanitation. Yeah, the dark side. That's what I call it, the dark side. Due to the simple fact that I'm not a mortician. Yeah, you were going to be recovering bodies. You know what I'm saying? Rest in peace to all those people. Yeah, you're going to be recovering bodies. And nah, son, I'm not going to be able to do that. You know what I'm saying? Money is cool, but life is much better because, you know, oh, man, I don't know if you've ever been in a swamp or anything like that, or even if you've been in a hurricane, it's not a great experience. You know what I'm saying? And being in Florida since 1999, I've been through quite a few hurricanes, and also in North Carolina, because you know what? When a hurricane coming all the way from Africa because a butterfly flapped its wings. Yeah. So anyway, if it goes up the East Coast and misses Florida, it usually misses South Carolina and misses Georgia, South Carolina, and it goes, bam, straight to North Carolina. So I've had a lot of experiences with hurricanes. Yeah. Yeah. So at this in particular time, you know, I got invited to go down there. They was like, yeah, man, so you guys probably going to be down there for like 2 or 3 months. And the good thing is you can make a year's salary in like 2 or 3 months. 2 or 3 months away from home, away from my family. Are you crazy? Oh, hell no. And also, no, I ain't going to be able to do it. No, thank you. I'll pass. Because you got to keep in consideration, man. You know, that's horrible, man. That's a horrible situation, the loss of life. And you're recovering it. I mean, man, you're going to be up there in swamp water. Man, come on, man. The levee broke and everything, man. Yeah, that's not my forte. No, I ain't going to be able to do it. No, thank you. I think that I will pass on this opportunity. By me passing on that opportunity, it took a while for me, you know, actually to get on the SOS crew. But, you know, I kept persistent and being persistent at, you know, putting in my resume and all this, you know, whatever, man, putting in the work in order to get the opportunity to do that. Now, also, they have the medical disposal, you know, for like people with diabetes and needles and stuff like that. Now, shout out to those guys, man. I don't see how you do it, man. You got to wear a hazmat suit and all this stuff, man. You got to be careful. Make sure you don't get poked by the needle, because if you don't have diabetes, you might end up with something. And who says that a junkie didn't, you know what I mean, man? A junkie might just, boom, man. There's some needles over here. You know what I'm saying, man? You never know, man. So I consider that the dark side. Now, there are other dark sides to this as well. Not only do you have the hazmat, right? You have the, how can I say this? You also have the animal part of it. Yeah, disposing of animals, you know, like pets that may have been ran over in the street. Oh, my goodness, man. No, thank you. I can remember one in particular situation where they called us from dispatch and said, hey, there's a deer on the side of the road. I'm like, hey, what the fuck ever? Yeah, you guys need to go pick that deer up. I'm like, excuse me? We need to go pick that deer up. You got to be kidding me, right? Pick a deer up? Nah, man, I ain't going to be able to do it. Yeah, I'm not going to be able to do that. But anyway, by the time we got there, my partner was like, yeah, man, we just got to go pick this deer up. And then we got to go to the animal part of the landfill. Yeah, man, we just pick the deer up and put it in there. I'm like, there you go, speaking French again. What you mean we, man? I ain't picking up no deer, man. Fuck wrong with you, man. So anyway, by the time we got there, I guess maybe Bubba or Billy Bob perhaps picked their deer up. I look, there's a deer over there, man. Roadkill, man. Venison, man. So apparently Bubba and Billy Bob end up picking the deer up for us. Yo, shout out to Bubba and Billy Bob, because I wasn't going to pick that deer up, man. You got me fucked up, man. I'm not picking up no damn deer. What the hell wrong with you people, man?
Fire on all cylinders. You cannot have any weakness.
Don't be honest, brother.
My text game is equally as strong as my audio game. you need to fire on all cylinders. You cannot have any weakness.
That's right. You need to fire on all cylinders. You cannot have any weaknesses at all. And also, I want to jump back into the Teamsters part of things, man. That's slimy as shit, bro. That Teamster shit is fucking slimy as shit, man. I mean, if you're working for the same company, man, and you're willing to cross the fucking Teamster line. Now, don't get it twisted now. You got some thugs up here in a sanitation field. You know what I'm saying? And you best believe that this ain't no damn sanitation engineers that crossed the picket line, man. But I think it's fucked up, man. I mean, why would you do that shit, man? You're on the same team, man. You know, the shit is apparently fucked up where they're at, right? So you mean to tell me they're going to offer you some money and you're going to cross the picket line? Yeah. So it's that easy, right? It's that easy, huh?
You need to fire on all cylinders
if you want to cross the fucking picket line. Because let me give you a little story, man. It's not that you're just going out there and crossing the picket line, right? Do you know that you have security? You have fucking security with you, man. Now, check this out. Let's say you're out of town for a month, right? You're out of town for a month, okay? And you're at work. I mean, this, okay, hold on. Okay, this is a story about my homeboy who did that, right? He didn't know that he was in this type of situation, right? He did not know that he was in this type of situation. He was just looking at the money. He was looking at the per diem, you know, hey, okay, bim. Now, here's another dark side to that. Management did not explain to him exactly what it is that he was doing. He thought it was a basic fucking SOS, you know, SOS run. You know what I'm saying? Okay, bam, I'm going to get my per diem. I'm chilling in the hotel. Everything's Gucci, Gucci, Gucci. Everything's lovely. You know, everything's lovely. Cool. Boom. I can go to work, do my job, come back to the hotel, chill out, give me something to eat, go to bed early and do it all over again. Au contraire, mon frère. Mais oui. Hell no. Okay, check this out. Now, what my homeboy didn't realize was when he was on the route, he actually had a fucking police officer following him. He's like, yo, what's up, man? Hold up. What's going on? He said, nah, I'm just here for your safety. Here for your safety. Now, I don't give a damn if I'm at work. I don't want the police following me nowhere. That's right. The police. The police. I'm not saying that there aren't any good police officers out there. I'm not saying that. I'm just saying I don't need y'all following me, man. Go arrest a criminal or something. I'm working over here. You know what I'm saying? Now, he was like, yo, man, the police was following us around all day on the route. Motherfuckers trying to ambush us and shit. I'm like, ambush you when you're at work? Come on, man. It's hard enough being a melanated male as it is. And you at work, you got the police following you and the ops. I'm on your head. I'm on your head. The ops on your head. And you got the popo behind you, man. Really? That's not a battle that I want to. I ain't trying to do that dumb shit. So he's like, anyway, you know, the police was following him. He's like, yo, man, you know, we're going to go to the dump. He went to the dump. You know, the police was waiting for him for the dump. Now, he was supposed to, he had a route that he was supposed to come back. So you get your security and the police and all that shit, right? He was like, yo, check this restaurant out, right? Now, wrong answer. Wrong fucking answer, man. Once again, being unaware of the certain circumstances that you were under at that in particular time, your silly ass going to get some chicken biscuits or fish or shrimp and lobster or some shit. Anyway, you went the wrong way, right? Now, you pull up in the garbage truck. You thinking you're going to get some, I don't know, some general chicken. I don't know, whatever the fuck it was that you wanted to eat. Now, you get out there, mind you, you have a whole company of people that are feeding their families. You know what I mean? And you coming up here being all narcissistic and arrogant. You know what I'm saying? Not saying that you were, but that's how they're looking at it. Like, oh, this motherfucker just going to come over here. They're treating us bad over here. They're not paying us full or whatever, you know, benefits or whatever, whatever the case may be. So you just going to come over here, let these motherfuckers, you know, take food out my family plate, out off of my family's plate. You know what I'm saying? Nah, son, that shit ain't hunting. So anyway, you go up there to get something to eat, right? You squabbling and shit, right? You squabbling at the chicken spot, man. Come on, man. Seriously, man, chicken ain't that serious, man. I ain't squabbling over no damn chicken, even though I would prefer fish. Anyway, so you get to the squabble and shit, right? So finally, I guess they was tracking you on the GPS, you know, your security and the police come up there and break it up, or whatever. Now, check this out. You just jeopardize. You never know what can happen. You could damn near jeopardize your life over some fucking chicken or shrimp or whatever the fuck it was you wanted to eat because you are disrespecting your fellow company coworkers, man. That's some bullshit, man. That shit is some bullshit. Now, that's just the first part. All right, man. Now, they know where you stay at. Usually when you go out of town, they have a certain hotel that you stay at where they have like electricians, plumbers, garbage men, no sanitation workers over there. You know, all type. They have like work hotels, you know, where people that are working out of town, you know, just stay there. Basically a work hotel, right? So they already know where you at. And my boy was like, yeah, man, we made it through this week. It was kind of rough. So, you know, my boy, you know, it is what it is, man. You know, he on that thug type shit anyway, right? He liked to squabble and do all that dumb shit, man. But come on, man. You too old for that dumb shit, man. You got a family to take care of, man. Cut that shit out. So anyway, you know, he's like, yo, man, I got my per diem. So we're going to hit the mall and shit. You know what I'm saying? The per diem burning a hole in his pocket. You know what I'm saying? The per diem lighting his ass up. You know what I mean? That shit burning a hole in his pocket. So, you know, the next morning and shit, right, him and the rest of the thugs and shit, they're like, yo, man, we're going to hit the mall, man. Now, usually when you go out of town, not only do you get a per diem or whatever, they'll rent you a vehicle. So they had, I think they had like the F-150, you know, because it was like three of them or some shit like that. And the security was like, yeah, you guys, yeah, it's going to be a while before we get to go anywhere. They're like, man, what's up, man? They went out to their motherfucking truck, right? The rental truck. Man, they motherfucking slashed all the tires on that shit, broke the windows and every damn thing. You know what I'm saying? Is it really worth that, man? That's some bullshit, man. Come on, man. Y'all really, seriously need to cut that shit out. You know what I mean? But yeah, that's basically the dark side of stuff. It gets a lot deeper and a lot darker than that. Yeah. Also, before I get up out of here, I want to do I want to do another recap of the hustling side of the garbage man, not a sanitation engineer. The hustling side. I forgot to mention this on the last episode, so I'm gonna do a quick recap before I get up out of here. I told you about the pressure washer. I told you about the barber, and I told you about the pressure washer, the barber, and I don't know, go check out the other episode prior to this one, before this one. And you know, the hustling like this. They had this dude, right? He was a professional fucking dog breeder. You know, those of you who listen to me, you've heard, probably heard this story before. But anyway, he was a big dude, man. Looked like Hulk Hogan and shit. That was his hustle though, right? And he was like, oh yeah, homeboy sell dogs and shit, man. I'm like, oh, word? Oh, what's up, man? Yo, you got some pits? You got some pit bulls? He was like, no. Like, all right, okay, that's cool. That's cool. How about some Akitas, man? You got some Akitas? You know, he's like, no. Rockwilders? He was like, no, man. Do you know how much okay, hold on. How about some Great Danes? You know, I'm just fucking with him and shit. He's like, no, man, you know how much it costs to fucking feed them motherfuckers? The price that it takes to feed a fucking pit bull great Dane, Akita, or whatever, man. Do you know how many of these Yorkies I got? He had Yorkies and Shih Tzus, you know, little lap dogs and shit, man. And his hustle was, you know, he was hustling. I think he was out there for like 7 years or some shit like that. And he's like, yo, man, you want to see what kind of dogs I got? I was like, yeah, I'm going to be on TV, man. I'm going to be on TV. Like, TV doing what? The dog show, man. What you talking about, man? What you talking about, man? I'm going to be on TV doing a dog show, man. And here's this big ass dude looking like Hulk Hogan and tattoos and shit, you know, bulldogging the truck all motherfucking day. Man, I turned on the TV. I saw this motherfucker walking around in little motherfucking lap dogs and shit, man. I was like, oh, shit. But you know what, though? He did it. He did that sanitation. Oh, I'm sorry. That's blasphemy. He was a garbage man for 7 years. Built his brand up and ended up being a professional fucking dog breeder, man. And, dude, when I came back to work after seeing him on TV, man, I was like, damn it, man. That's what's up, man. That's cool as shit. He was like, yeah, man, I'm tired of this shit, man. It's just my hustle, man. I'm getting in and I'm getting out. You know what I mean?
And I am up out of this bitch.
You're the only one for. Your love is true.
Size.
You're the only one for. Your love is true.
Size.
One Productions.
You need to fire on all cylinders. You cannot have any weakness.
You're the only one.
Size.
You're the only one.
Size.
Your love is true.
Size.
One Productions.
And like I always like to say it this time,
and I am about of this bitch.
Oh yeah, I forgot to mention.
You're the only one.
You're the only one.
Your love is true.
Your love is true. Without no you, there is no me. You know what I'm saying? I appreciate each and every one of y'all for sticking around. You know what I mean? And hopefully you'll come back to the next.
So please.
Come back to the next.
You're the only one.
Come back to the next.
Fire!
Episode of Cybershots. And I'm out.
Fire! 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 Fire!